RNZ Pacific News, Maloilelei, I'm Selmanu Tevam Tafai. Lobbying to form Solomon Islands' next government is intensifying, with only four more seats in the 50-member parliament yet to be officially declared. There is no outright winner. Kuroi Hawkins is in Honiara.
As of yesterday, the two largest blocs in the winner's circle were independents and the incumbent Prime Minister Manase Songovare's Our Party. These were tied with 12 MPs each. At this stage, it is next to impossible to predict the final form of the coalition government because MPs are not legally bound to political parties and can move freely between camps. At the last election in 2019, Our Party did not even exist going into the polls, but was created by Mr. Songovare with the intention of pulling together the large number of independent MPs. In Solomon Islands, there is a stark disparity in both pay and benefits between government, opposition and independent MPs, which ups the stakes significantly.
Meanwhile, the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force wants to remind Solomon Islanders it is a neutral law enforcement organisation which is not politically affiliated. As Solomon Star reports, Commissioner Mostyn Mangal made the statement following comments from voters saying they don't have trust and confidence in the security teams supporting the vote counting processes. Commissioner Mangal says police is a disciplined force focused on making sure the process is safe and secure for the electoral officials so they can do their job without any disturbance. Guam-based air cargo service Asia Pacific Airlines is facing nearly $3 million in civil penalties proposed by the Federal Aviation Administration. The Pacific Island Times reports this is for several safety violations, including the hiring of unqualified pilots. Lydia Lewis has more.
According to a notice published by the FAA, Asia Pacific allowed unqualified pilots to fly on 163 Boeing 757 flights between December 20th, 2022 and February 1st last year, and continued to do so despite the agency's warning. The FAA also cited the carrier for conducting 30 flights with Boeing 757 aircraft that did not comply with conditions and limitations when certain equipment was out of service. Asia Pacific has 30 days after receiving the FAA's enforcement letters to respond.
Papua New Guinea International Trade and Investment Minister Richard Maru says China is fast becoming PNG's most important trading partner. Mr. Maru met with Chinese Deputy Commerce Minister Tang Wen Hong on Sunday in a high-level bilateral meeting in Port Moresby, where PNG signed a five-year MOU with China. Mr. Maru says PNG was keen to strengthen and deepen its relationship with China, anchored on trade and investment. He also welcomes the three weekly flights coming to PNG from China. A woman behind an education support organisation says the New Zealand government needs to acknowledge innovators in the education space. Lesiele Oliver says last year 33% of Māori and 32% of Pasifika were attending school 90% of the time. She says they are also struggling with numeracy and literacy rates. Ms. Oliver says those with experience are able to create meaningful lessons.
And it is important that the government acknowledges innovators like myself, especially in the space of education, because we understand our people. We understand it from a cultural perspective. We understand it from the experience of being there, living in poverty, which is a lot of Māori Pacifica are. And so we're able to create culturally relevant learning content.
New Zealand junior hospital doctors are set to walk off the job for 24 hours next month, with a significant disruption to services likely. The union, the Resident Doctors Association, issued a strike notice to Te Whatu Ora Health NZ after pay talks stalled. Health correspondent Rowan Quinn reports.
Most of the 2,500 doctors have been offered a significant pay increase of up to 25%, but their union says they're striking for about 300 of their colleagues in line for a 12% pay cut. Union Secretary Deborah Powell says those doctors are training to be specialists in areas that have big shortages, such as psychiatry and radiation oncology. She says it's bonkers that Te Whatu Ora is cutting their pay. RNZ has sought comment from the health agency.
Health NZ says it plans to keep negotiating and hopes a strike can be avoided, but it will also start working on plans if it goes ahead. Chief People Officer Andrew Slater says it values the doctors and wants to make a big difference in increasing their pay. In a statement, he disputes the union's pay cut claim, saying Health NZ has guaranteed no resident doctors will receive a pay cut. Consumer NZ is calling for more transparency around whether airlines are charging fare ticket prices. Air New Zealand is hiking its domestic airfares from today. The airline says it's been absorbing cost increases of around 30%, which can't continue. Consumer NZ Chief Executive John Duffy says the cost of fuel and staff has risen, and it is legitimate for the airline to say costs have increased.
The problem we have is that we just don't know how far the price increases are justified, and we think it's time for a bit more transparency in how airline travel in New Zealand is priced.
John Duffy wants to see the Commerce Commission intervene in a similar way as it has in the supermarket and banking sectors. In world news, Israel has rejected a report into the UN's Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, claiming it ignores the severity of the problem. The report, led by France's former foreign minister, says Israel has provided no supporting evidence to claims more than 2,000 UNRWA workers were Hamas members. Here's the BBC's Imogen Folks.
Many donor countries suspended their funding after Israel's allegations, but this report describes UNRWA as indispensable for Palestinians. And it says the Israeli government has yet to provide any supporting evidence for its claims that some UNRWA staff are members of terrorist organizations. A second UN investigation focused on specific allegations that individual UNRWA staff members took part in the October 7th attacks has yet to deliver its findings.
In sport, the Southern Steel's losing streak in the ANZ Premiership has extended to 19 games after a 61-52 loss to the defending champion Northern Mystics in Invercargill. The Mystics were led by a 92% shooting night from Grace Wecky. The Steel welcomed back Shannon Saunders following the birth of her first child, and she told Sky Sport that a win isn't far away.
I'm really proud of the girls. I thought we put out a much better performance than last week, and I think we are training really hard, and I think the positive tonight was you could see what we practice in training was put out there on court, so the group's really learning, we're adapting, and yeah, I think we're going to go only up from here.
The Mystics join the Tactics and Pulse at the top of the table with two wins from two, while the Steel remain winless. The World Cup winning Spanish footballer Aitana Bonmati has been named the Laureus World Sportswoman of the Year. Bonmati's Spanish women's football team won Team of the Year. In other categories, Novak Djokovic was Sportsman of the Year, and English footballer Jude Bellingham won the Breakthrough Athlete of the Year award. New Zealand cyclist Nicole Murray was a finalist for Sportsperson of the Year with a Disability, which was won by Dutch tennis player Dida De Groot. That's your latest RNZ Pacific News and Sport. For more stories, head to rnzi.com.